This is The Break on SB Nation Radio.
And on SBNationRadio.com.
Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, here's Brian Barrett.
This should be fun. We're now joined by Pro Bowl tight end Greg Olsen. Greg is brought to us here on behalf of P&G and Walgreens, telling us about his new playbook. Greg, tell us about the BOGO 50 Blitz.
Yeah, it's been fun. I've teamed up with P&G and Walgreens to present a really cool campaign for the month of October. Everyone out there kind of knows how hard it is to kind of keep the house moving, keep your kids with all the needs balanced. And with this program at P&G and your local Walgreens, you can go in, get one select P&G product from the variety of options that they present, and you get one half off. So it's a great time in October that people can stock up, get their house all set, and kind of do things that we all take for granted.
All right, Greg. So, of course, unfortunately, you suffered another foot injury this year. How are you doing so far in the rehab process?
I'm doing well. It's obviously been disappointing. Never thought that we would be in this position now for the second year in a row. But nonetheless, here we are. But doing well. Began moving around a little bit on the field, getting some movement back in my foot and moving around. So we're hoping maybe a couple weeks. Kind of hard to say. We're kind of in uncharted waters here. Don't need surgery right now at this point, so that's a positive. And I'm going to try to get back and salvage as much of the season as I can and get back out there and just kind of rejoin the guys. So it's been a tough couple weeks, been a tough year, but nonetheless, that's sometimes just the way it goes.
Yeah, I can imagine that can't be easy. So, Greg, looking forward now, I remember last year, you during one of the bye weeks for the Panthers, called the game between the Rams and the Vikings, I think it was. Actually, got some criticism for calling it. Some other coaches were upset. Maybe you could get an advantage or whatnot. Any plans in your future to call any games this year?
Not this year. We had some discussions. We're on our bye week now. We had some discussions about doing it. But, it just didn't work out timing and schedule-wise. It's definitely something I'd like to try again in the future. That was it was a really cool opportunity last year. I think once all that noise blew over and people watched the broadcast, watched the game, I think everybody really enjoyed it, actually. So we got good feedback. We got good reviews. It was a great experience for me. Obviously, as a current player, to just be thrust into that position. I really enjoyed it. It was, it's a lot harder than people think. It's very easy to sit on the couch and find fault and, say what you would have said. You don't like what the commentator, but I'll tell you what, please sit in that booth. You don't realize just how good those guys are at their jobs and how much is really going on behind the scenes.
We're chatting with Panthers tight end Greg Olsen, thanks to Walgreens. Check out the Walgreens app to clip and download digital coupons to make the deals even better. All right, Greg, your quarterback has gotten off to a good start again this season. You guys are 2-1 to begin the season. What do you think is the thing that most people don't understand about Cam Newton from the outside looking in?
It's a good question. We've kind of talked about this for a long time since he's come into the league. It's obviously not conventional. It's not what we're used to seeing from the quarterback position in our league. So his ability to run the ball, run in the red zone for touchdowns, he has as many rushing touchdowns as anybody in the league, regardless of this he's joined in 2011. That's a pretty startling statistic in today's NFL when it comes to a quarterback. So, I don't think people are quite used to the impact the quarterback can have on the game outside of just passing yards and passing touchdowns. And, with Cam, that's a big part of what we do, is his ability to run, extend plays, third down, red zone, short yardage. Those are a big part of our offense. He's done it now for 8 years, better than anybody who ever has. So it's been cool to play with. It's been fun to watch. I know when you come in to play us, defending us, all starts with him.
Hey, Greg, for you guys this year, Christian McCaffrey has been outstanding to start the year. I don't know how many guys can 1 week lead the team in rushing, then the next week lead the team in receiving yards, or vice versa. However, he ended up doing it. There's only a handful of guys in the league that have been able to do that. What have you noticed from year one to year two with Christian?
Yeah, I think that the last 2 weeks kind of summed him up in a nutshell. We went down to Atlanta, caught 14 balls, over 100 yards, just because that's what that day, called for. That was what they were doing on defense. That's what our situation was offensively, kind of playing from behind there and the pass. And then we followed that up at home last week against Cincinnati, against a team that was, in the short 2 weeks of the season to that point, was the best run defense in the league and has one of the best fronts. Down linemen in the league, and we rushed for 230 yards as a team, and we got 185 of them. So to go back-to-back weeks with such a different impact on the offense, a different impact on the game, it's pretty unique and special. And I think that kind of symbolizes what he is and the kind of the skill set that he brings to the running back position.
We're chatting with Greg Olson, thanks to Walgreens. And Greg, looking at yourself, you had that great year, of course, going back a couple of seasons ago, the Super Bowl year in 2015. We think about what Rob Gronkowski has done for the Patriots. We've seen Travis Kelce with the Chiefs. Why do you think it's so hard to find that elite tight end in the NFL when we see so many good receivers throughout the league, but there's only a handful of you guys that dominate that tight end position? What's so tough about it?
I think the combination of what it's asked physically, mentally, kind of all the different hats you have to be able to wear, play in and play out. So those guys you just mentioned, they don't come off the field. They're not just playing on passes down, not just balls or the ball thrown. On one play, you're passing second to the best rusher, and next play could be a short yard. You got to block your best down lineman, and then a couple plays later, you got to go win one-on-one on third down to keep the drive alive. So to be able to see that play in and play out over a long period of time, it's a very unique talent. I think everybody would love to have one, but the reality is there's not a lot of guys out there that can do that. You need a lot of pieces to kind of get through it. You know, have certain personnel groups based on what play they're going to call or what situation they're in. The guys kind of comes in and out to see what they do well. And there's nothing wrong with that. Some of those guys really excel, but the guys who play every snap, like you defense. They just add a different dimension to what an offense can do, and people struggle with that.
All right, Greg, one more time before I let you go, tell us about the great stuff you're doing with Walgreens.
Yeah, for the month of October, you go into your local Walgreens, you can buy select C&C products, full price, and then you get the next one 50% off. They're like all of us that rely on their products on a daily basis. It's a great opportunity all month to go up, stockpile a lot of things that you need for your family, and take advantage of those great
food. All right, that's Greg Olson. Thanks to Walgreens. Greg, good luck the rest of the way. Congratulations on the great stuff you're doing with Walgreens, and get better soon.
Thanks so much. I appreciate it.
All right, that was Panthers tight end Greg Olson. Fun time talking with Greg Olson. A lot of good stuff out of him. And you know what I forgot? Greg Olson is the first tight end in the history of the NFL to have three consecutive 1,000-yard seasons. That's actually remarkable to me. Three consecutive 1,000-yard seasons. Not the fact that he did it because he's a great player, but the fact that he was the first guy to ever do it, you would have thought over the years that a Tony Gonzalez would have done that or an Antonio Gates with the then San Diego Chargers, now the Los Angeles Chargers. You would have figured that one of those guys would have done that, or even like Jimmy Graham early in his career with New Orleans. The reason that you know Gronkowski's never done it is because it's not like he ever has back-to-back healthy seasons. So hopefully Greg Olson, and it seemed like he was in good spirits, gets back by the end of the season for the Panthers. Apparently what they're doing is it's a month-to-month thing with the foot injury for Greg Olson.